Every spring, the TV networks throw lavish parties in New York to impress the advertisers. The networks want the advertisers to buy up big blocks of airtime in a period when ratings are plummeting. This annual ritual is called the Upfronts, and it takes place this week in New York City. And NPR's Kim Masters is in New York and joins us now. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, the networks claim this year the upfronts are downscaled. Is that because of the writer's strike?
Yeah, the writer's strike has had an impact. A lot of them have not had a chance to shoot their pilots. Normally, they show film clips to these advertisers, and they don't have those clips to show. The writer's strike coincided with the ongoing digital revolution, and the networks are saying, in many cases, this is our chance to try to change the way the business has worked in the past, maybe try to save a little money and do things differently. And part of that is supposedly to scale back on the upfronts, which they're doing to a greater or lesser degree.
And the industry is changing almost at breakneck speed. How are the networks trying to show that they're responding to that?
Well, you know, NBC has tried to say they're the ones who are really reinventing television. Of course, they're in last place, which makes it less risky to reinvent yourself. They had a thing a few weeks ago called the Infront, where they supposedly presented their fall schedule. And then this time, they had this thing called the NBC Experience, where you walked through and they were trying to show the range of what NBC can offer in terms of its cable networks and its, online stuff. And it was a very cacophonous, noisy dog and pony show. And when I say a dog and pony show, I didn't see a pony, but literally there was a dog.
Why is Uno here?
Uno was the best in show dog at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on USA Network last February. So he's America's dog for the next year, and he's been traveling all around making friends for beagles and dogs and Westminster and the USA Network.
He's a beagle hero, right?
He is. We call it beagle mania.
He's very cute.
Well, the world loves a beagle. They can imagine the dog sitting at home on the couch next to them.
Yeah, until they hear that bark. That was promoting the USA Network, which is part of the NBC family. Unfortunately, NBC's effort to show off its whole range of opportunities for advertisers fell pretty flat. One advertiser told me that he really hated it and thought it was lazy and noisy.
Ouch. Now, what about the other networks? ABC, CBS.
ABC made a much crisper, cleaner presentation. They're falling back on a lot of shows that they had last year, that certain things like Pushing Daisies, which they thought could have done better but might have been interrupted by the writer's strike and could take hold. They do have a new show, Life on Mars, based on a BBC series. And CBS is going to add some comedies. They have a lot of success on Monday night with their comedies, so they're going to try and add some new ones. They're going to move The New Adventures of Old Christine to Wednesday night and try to launch some new comedy there. And that's a big initiative for them. And then they're having some of their standards return, CSI, et cetera. They're going to do a sort of a semi-traditional presentation. Fox is the network that's going to do a traditional upfront presentation, although as we've had them for years. They are number one, of course, with American Idol, and they have some new shows that might attract some attention. Something called Fringe from J.J. Abrams, who's the creator of Lost and Alias and other hits. And down the road away is something called Dollhouse from Joss Whedon, who was the talent behind Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's Kim Masters in New York.